The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, while Europe waits to learn what Donald Trump is prepared to do to gain control of Greenland, one fact he may or may not be considering is that it's earned the displeasure of the Icelandic singer Björk. Of course, she's far from the first celebrity who's weighed in on a political issue. Sometimes those contributions are well thought out. Other times it can be, shut up. Our political correspondent, Sean Defoe, was here to share some of them with us. Afternoon, Sean.
How are you, Sean?
So what did Björk say?
Yeah, so Björk weighed in here, as a lot of people have weighed in, and basically said that Greenland needs to become independent itself. Obviously, she's Icelandic, and where she's coming from, I didn't actually know a huge amount about Icelandic independence. They were also owned by Denmark in the last century and had this big, long process, sort of along the same line of the Irish independence movement, if you like, when they were talking about home rule and all this sort of stuff. Eventually, anyway, Iceland got its independence after World War II when the Nazis occupied Denmark and there was a vote and all this sort of stuff. And Björk weighed in and said that basically everything is awful in Greenland. It's awful that they are owned by Denmark at the minute and they should have their own independence in order to steel themselves against Donald Trump and his threats. Of course, the only real protection for Greenland at the moment is its membership of the European Union through Denmark and the protections that's offered there. So as you just said, not sure this is the best thought out plan that Greenland should go independent, which may make it a much easier target.
Yeah. No, I mean, notwithstanding, there's a considerable thirst for independence in Greenland, it must be said.
Timing is everything. And I would imagine when there's a semi-dictator ready to take you over, maybe losing the few protections you have through the EU mightn't be the best thing.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, thanks. It was kind of well-intended, I suppose. So tell us a few... Now, tell us the story about Dennis Rodman, Kim Jong-un and Matt Cooper. There's a trio. That's a night in the pub for you.
That's a dinner party you never thought you would imagine when you're making up this list. Right, so Dennis Rodman, a lot of people would know him. For those who don't, famous NBA player, played with Michael Jordan, played in the NBA, won multiple NBA championships, and was what would be called in the 90s a character, to say the least. Dyed his hair, multiple piercings, married Carmen Electra for 4 months in the 90s, dated Madonna, had all this sort of, you know, wild stuff going on that now we call mental health issues and then was called being a character. And anyway, long story short, he was invited in 2013 to visit North Korea by Kim Jong-un, who apparently was a big fan of the Chicago Bulls of the 1990s when he was growing up. And unlike many other people who have been invited to North Korea, Dennis Rodman decided to go. And apparently the two became quite friendly. They went horseback riding, which is an image in itself. 6'8" Dennis Rodman and whatever he is, 5'2", 200 pound.
As wide as he's long as well.
Skiing or all that sort of stuff. So that was kind of criticized at the time because it was seen, oh, you're giving credence and you're being propaganda to Kim Jong-un. Enter Matt Cooper, again, a sentence I never thought I would say, who got involved in this because around the time of it, he interviewed Dennis Rodman and they kind of hit it off on The Last Word and became a bit friendly. And he found out through Paddy Power, of course, was sponsoring this next upcoming trip to North Korea, as Paddy Power would be wont to do.
That's also very random.
It's just all the connections that come together. But anyway, that's how Matt Cooper got involved, through someone he knew in Paddy Power and heard about this and decided a documentary would be a great thing. A British company had already been signed on to do a documentary and Matt Cooper gets involved as the narrator. Mm. And so travels to North Korea with Dennis Rodman. And from there, it seems to be utterly chaotic. And Matt Cooper has described this as the scariest time of his life in one way or another, because while he officially said, yes, I'm going to do a documentary, he had also planned to do a book on the back of it. He's a fairly prolific author, in fairness to himself. And at one particular function, Dennis Rodman got quite drunk and decided to turn on Matt Cooper and said, what would you know about writing an effing book anyway? Which was news to the North Korean officials around the table that he was doing this. And so he was subsequently quizzed and has described that as the scariest hour, where he didn't know he would be thrown into some sort of North Korean jail for not sticking to their propaganda tour.
Yeah. I wonder, and Dennison, do they keep in touch at all?
I don't think so. No, yeah. He's subsequently said they're not particularly close after that. And apparently at a couple of the different functions, when Rodman would have a drink or two, he'd start having a go with Matt Cooper, as I suppose anyone who's had a drink or two might be inclined to do.
Yeah, okay. Explain what Deirdre O'Kane has got to do with the Mexican ambassador and Garth Brooks.
This is the other dinner party, the rival dinner party that you would want to be invited to. So everyone will remember, you know, Garth Gate 2014, Garth Vader, all the different terms that were used at the time, and this big row that he was having with the residents around Croke Park and with Dublin City Council, wanted to play Five Nights. The licence was for three. There was matinees involved and all this sort of stuff. And then one morning, the Lord Mayor at the time, Christy Burke, popped up on Morning Ireland with our soon-to-be colleague Claire Byrne and said that the Mexican ambassador, Carlos Garcia de Alba, had offered to intervene in the dispute, and not only intervene himself, but to get a Mexican cabinet minister involved to mediate between the two, describing it as a Mexican standoff, which seemed to be the only qualifying factor to get them involved in this. Now, obviously, subsequently, he didn't. But fascinatingly, there was a stage show written the following year, kind of comedy to take the piss out of this, which Deirdre O'Kane was playing the lead. It was called, I forget the name of it, What's Up, or A Message to Garth from Margaret, something along that, and she played Margaret, the lead in this. But the writer of the play, Fiona Looney, said that the Mexican ambassador persistently tried to get in touch with her to discuss his portrayal and how he was going to be put across in this play, calls which she never returned.
Yeah. Was he in the play?
Not entirely clear on that. I think he featured as a minor character. It did say that all relevant characters, including Enda Kenny, Garth Brooks, the Dublin City Council officer Owen Keegan at the time, would be portrayed. So I'm sure there was a Mexican standoff comedy pun involved somewhere.
Now, back in the kind of, it's kind of slightly Dennis Rodman territory in terms of someone we would call a character. Kanye West, when he wanted to become president. See, back then we laughed, but now who knows?
Well, this is it.
Yeah.
And there's so many of these items where you're looking at celebs getting involved and seem mad at the time. And now, not so much. But I didn't realise, I obviously knew Kanye West had threatened to run. I didn't realise he actually ran and was on the ballot in 12 states in the 2020 election when Joe Biden obviously beat Donald Trump at the time. He got 70,000 votes across those 12 states. You know, not a huge amount given there was 168 million voters, but still got on the ballot. He sort of arrived too late, announced his candidacy, was too late for a lot of the deadlines to register. Fascinatingly, though, he didn't call that quits and had threatened to run in 2024. And you have to hand it to someone when they have cojones to take the Mexican term again. In 2022, he approached Donald Trump to run as his vice president. And said, go on, will you be on my ticket there? And was reportedly thrown out of Mar-a-Lago after a fairly testy verbal exchange.
He wanted Trump to be vice president.
He wanted Trump to be his vice president to be on the ticket for 2024. It didn't actually run in 2024 and obviously has gone on, similar to Dennis Rodman, to have quite a few controversies since.
That would have been hilarious. If he'd phrased it the other way, you wonder.
I mean, you know, would we have Kanye over J.D. Vance? Knowing politics now, maybe that's not such a bad thing.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, tell us the Nicki Minaj story.
This is just downright weird. So Nicki Minaj, obviously of 2010's nightclub banger fame, Pound the Alarm, Starships, all the rest of it, wouldn't be someone people would generally associate with politics, but seemed to be loosely liberal or anti-Trump in the past, even had lyrics in one of her songs in 2016. She's an immigrant. She came undocumented from Trinidad and Tobago when she was a baby, now has a green card and is a resident. And one of the lyrics was, Island girl, Trump want me to go home. That was 2016. Now, like J.D. Vance, has had some of a conversion. And in the last year has been appearing at MAGA roadshows throughout America. Lots of people speculating on why. Her family have been in quite a bit of legal trouble. Her husband was jailed for, he had a 90s conviction for attempted rape and was jailed for not re-registering on a sex register when he moved. That was last year. Her brother was actually jailed really darkly for 25 years for the rape of a child. And there is a general theory that perhaps she's trying to get close to Trump in order to get a pardon. But in an incredibly awkward appearance that went viral online last year, she appeared on stage with Erica Kirk, the widow of the assassinated Charlie Kirk, and in it was praising the leadership that young men have in the you know, this attractive men that they have now, like Donald Trump, and the assassin J.D. Vance, as she described him. caught herself right after that. And the crowd didn't know what to do. It's like being at the back of mass and trying to laugh. There's just this titters of laugh going through. Erica Kirk very respectfully was like, I've heard everything that could be possible. I'm not offended. Carry on. But yeah. An incredibly awkward moment.
Is it clear what word she wanted to use rather than assassin?
I think she might have wanted to use, you know, look at this guy. You know, this guy's so cool. He's like an assassin kind of a character. I don't know really, but she seemed to intentionally use assassin.
Yeah.
Which is just very...
It's unfortunate in probably any context. Really.
Yeah.
And maybe not the first word that would leap to mind. Sean, thanks very much for coming in and telling us about that.
Thanks,
one texter says the documentary Dennis Rodman's Big Bang in Pyongyang shows this scene with Matt Cooper, and it's a very tense moment, which given Kim Jong-un's absolute power, one did fear for Matt Cooper's safety.
So, there you go. Worth a watch tonight.
Yeah, Sean, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.